Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yes, I was trying to get the ice maker for $2, like it said on. But when I went in there and they declined, said insufficient funds. So if it's for $2, how can I get insufficient funds?
So I don't know. I can check and see if we have you in a system. One moment. Be right with you. I just need to pull up the account. One moment.
Well, tell me this. Is it for $2?
Well, see, you've reached I don't know. You've reached customer service for multiple products that are ordered online, so I don't even know what product. I have to pull up the link first.
It says Ice Cube Maker.
Let's see.
Let me look and see. Now, it's a different name for what it says. The picture says VPCOK, but the brand name is AICOOK.
Okay, so I'm in the link, and let's see. What's your first and last name?
Tatum. John.
Your first name is Tatum?
T
A T U M.
My last name is Tatum.
T A T U M. And what's your first name?
John.
John. J O H N.
J O N.
Okay, I did find you in the system, and let's see. Verify your address.
P.O. Box.
1049.
Mm-hmm.
Or City. Texas. Okay, so the system is trying to bill you $7.95.
Wow.
That's the shipping and handling. It looks like it's for the ice maker, correct?
$7.95.
But both times it was declined.
Only did it once.
Hold on for one moment. Okay, now I have you in the system twice, same time, 2:43 p.m., but the system declined the charge.
I don't know why I did it twice. I only submitted it once. So I would need to put what about? So total, do you know the total amount?
Yes, trying to charge you $7.95.
On top of the $2?
Well, what was the $2? Was for the shipping and handling? See, I don't see $2. I see it's trying to bill you $7.95.
The $2 was supposed to be for the price of the item.
The $2 is the price of the item, and then the $7.95 is the shipping and handling. That's what you're stating?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't see anything about $2. You've reached customer service. And where did you first get the ad from?
Facebook.
Okay, and see, we don't have, I haven't seen the Facebook ad. So the Facebook ad is saying you pay $2. Okay, so you, I was going to say, read over the terms and conditions as well.
I did, and this is where because it says during payment, it says take an extra 28%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it. It says you won. And I guess you go through this thing, and I won.
Mm-hmm.
I won the ice maker. If you ask, it's you fill out the questions, and I did that, and I went through all of that. And it said I won, and I'm reading. I don't see anything that would. It's like a survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think it's just so far it looks like it's just trying to charge you $7.95. Nothing about $2.
Okay. We're gonna try this one more time. And can you stay on the phone? Because once it go through, I it should be good, right? Will you be able to tell me?
Yes, I could refresh the page and see if it went through.
Okay, let's try that.
Mm-hmm.
Think you're going to let me go back to that because it's trying to make me do the whole survey again.
Oh, okay. Mhm.
And that's not what I want.
Because you don't want to be charged multiple times, and I see you in the system twice already for the $7.95.
See, that's what I'm saying. So you know what I think I'm going to do? I think God tell him and leave us alone.
Mhm.
So I'm going to do just that, okay?
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer care.